I typically have my best ideas when I'm driving, but today it happened in the shower and I wanted to document it and to share it because I feel like it's really significant and it's really, really important for me to spread the message of what I'm about to share. Many moons ago, or at least that's what it feels like, I worked at a tech company and I had your typical 9-to-5, a very traditional corporate role, and it sucked the life out of me. It genuinely sucked the life out of me. And I would go to bed every single night and I would think to myself, there has to be a different way to live. I cannot spend the next 40 years of my life waking up, walking up these same steps, carrying the same lunchbox, walking to the same cubicle, and sitting down to log into my computer and do just mind-numbing work. And mind you, I was in a rotational development program, so in the year and a half that I was at my job, I switched teams 3 different times. And all 3 of those rotations were not fun and were not good. And I did not like in the slightest. That doesn't mean the program that I was involved in wasn't good or the company that I involved in wasn't good. There are plenty of people who go through the program and who are at the company who are happy and thriving and have successful careers, but I just was not going to be one of those people. And I knew that even before I took the job. I signed a contract to work full-time for this company, I think in October of my senior year. So even as I was signing my contract, I knew that I wasn't going to stay at the company for a long time. I knew it was going to be a starter position. It allowed me to move to Boston. It allowed me to buy a car and to be independent and to live my own life. And I'm grateful for that. But I kind of made a pact with myself to only stay for a year, even before I started, because I just knew it wasn't going to be what I wanted to do long term. But I also got a sign-on bonus, and if you left before 12 months, you had to pay the sign-on bonus back. So I was like, not paying that back. So I was like, I'll stay a year and then I'll leave. But the pandemic hit, and everybody's job was up in the air, and job insecurity skyrocketed. So I was not in a position to leave at my 1 year mark. So I stuck it out, even though all I could think about every single day was leaving and doing something else. This is really just a long-winded rant for me to express how deeply I did not enjoy what I was doing and how common that is. It is so grotesquely common for people to take a job because it pays the bills and it offers security. And I was one of those people, but I also questioned what it actually meant for me to have that security. And a lot of times when we talk about stability and security, we're talking about it in an emotional capacity and we're talking about it in a financial capacity. But I realized that the stability that I was given from that job was predicated on somebody else's plan, which really just means I was operating off of false security. At that time, everybody was getting laid off. Nobody knew how stable their job was, if they were considered an essential worker. There was so much confusion and so much anxiety and so much uncertainty at that time. And I realized, even though I felt really secure in my job and I was told over and over again that I was in a safe position, I realized that my security was outside of my control. And that is really just false security. That is really false stability. And that honestly gave me so much ammunition to leave my job because I realized that everything that I thought that job was giving me was something that I could find for myself in a different capacity. It was something that I could find within myself. And also, my need for this security felt really grave and felt really significant for me to explore. And so I knew that the only way I was gonna ever uncover the underlying need for security was if I ripped it away from myself. And that sounds harsh. That sounds really harsh. But that's exactly what I did. I left my job in January of 2021. And I had no idea what I was up against. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I had no idea when I was going to work again. I had no freaking idea. To say I was lost would be an understatement. I wasn't lost. I was in the middle of a desert, far out at sea, just absolutely in the twilight zone, honestly. But I knew, like, deep in my core that there had to be another way. And I had to hold on to that hope. And I had to hold on to that belief that there was going to be something in the future that was going to render everything that I had thought previously right. Let's fast forward to today. I work in a completely different industry. I have a completely different role. My company is completely different. We do not operate the same way that a traditional 9-to-5 corporate company operates. I am in a really different position than I was back when I was working my old job. And I would not trade my worst day doing what I'm doing now for my best day doing what I was doing back then. I was driving home from the office last week. I left, I think, about 6:45. I was stuck in a ton of traffic. I'm not currently living in Boston, so I was driving back to the suburbs. I was stuck in a lot of traffic. And this overwhelming feeling of gratitude washed over me. And I was just like, I can't even put into words how much passion I have for this specific topic, because we spend the majority of our lives working. We spend so much of our time with coworkers and doing a job that is going to bring in some type of income. You spend so much of your life doing that. And if you fucking hate your life working or with your coworkers, you pretty much hate your life. That doesn't mean you don't have good things that happen before work or after work or on the weekends or whatever, but to hate your life for 40 plus hours a week is a mind-boggling concept to me. And I am in the position now where I can preach from the hilltops and the rooftops and the mountaintops that there is another way to live. There is another way to live. And last week, I sat in a meeting for like 3 or 4 hours. I had kind of no idea what was going on. Technically, I had some context, but I really was not well versed in the weeds of what was unfolding. And even though I was really lost and there was a lot of information being thrown around and I was just sitting there and absorbing all of it, and I was getting in my car and driving an hour back to my house at 6:45, sitting in traffic and like all of these things, I was so high off of the feeling of, holy fuck, what I had wished for all those years ago is true. Everything that I wanted to feel, I do feel today. And I used to sit in meetings, my camera off, muted, and I would just write. I would write about what I wanted to feel and what I wanted to do. And by do, I mean like it was very high level. I had no idea what I wanted to do on a day-to-day basis, but I knew how I wanted to feel. And I wrote about it and I wrote about it and I wrote about it. And I remember thinking, one day I'm going to look back at all of the times that I would sit in these meetings and I would write about what I wanted. And I would thank myself for not giving up. I think it's the most important thing in the whole wide world for you to hear that there's another way to live if you are miserable doing the job that you're doing. And I did it in a really drastic way. I quit my job. I was out in Utah at the time. I was unemployed for forever, it felt like. And then I was thrown into the freelancing world because I had no idea what I wanted to do. And I was getting rejected from every single job because I didn't have any experience and I didn't even know what I was applying for. And I look at everything that happened today and I'm like, it was all so significant. It was all so worthwhile, even though it felt like hell going through. I never lost faith in what could be. And genuinely, what I'm doing today is what I prayed for. The way that I feel, the impact that I'm a part of, the mission that I'm contributing to, the people that I'm surrounded by, the work that I'm doing, the environment that I'm in, every last drop of it is exactly what I used to write about. And I had no clue back then, not one freaking clue that this is what I would be doing and this is where my life would lead me to. But I had to believe there was another way. And that is the only reason I kept going, because I knew what I didn't want. And that felt like enough of a basis to get started. And it was. And that's all you need. Even if you have no idea what you want or where you want to go, all you really need to take that first step is to know that you don't want to stay where you are. You don't want to feel what you're feeling. You don't want to walk up those steps for the next 40 years of your life into a cubicle that you can't stand the scent of, or like the same happy Monday, happy Friday, living the dream. Last year, when I joined the team that I'm currently a part of, I thought to myself, this is it. This is what I was waiting for. This is what everything was leading me to this entire time. And I say this with my full chest. The only reason I am where I am today is because I told myself that there was something else out there. That is the only reason. All I knew was that I didn't want to stay where I was, and that there had to be another way. That is all I knew. That is literally how I redirected my whole life. It was based off of a feeling. If you are listening to this right now and you resonate with anything that I've just said, I need you to know that there is another way to live, and that it may require you to be really uncomfortable, and it may require you to do things you've never done before and to put yourself in really vulnerable positions. And it may make you question everything you knew to be true. It may be the hardest thing you've ever done. But it will never, ever, ever be as grueling as sitting somewhere where you know with your entire being you shouldn't be. Working towards something that is going to offer you fulfillment, even if you never get there, is a much more fulfilling path than staying where you do not belong. It's going to be hard. There's no question about that. And it also, if you stick to it, will be the best thing you've ever done for yourself. Stop leaning into the false security of something that is outside of you and start believing in your ability to make something beautiful with your life. There is so much more joy in creating something that feels aligned to you, regardless of the end product, regardless if you ever get quote unquote there, regardless of whatever is at the end. That path offers immense, immense amounts of lessons and learnings, and it will build you into the person you're supposed to be. So please, if you're listening, do that for you.